It sounds, 49 mountains sounds a huge, huge amount when you think of, if you look at it from that sort of perspective, 49 mountains. How could you possibly administrate 49 things? But the reality is, they are sub areas really of the seven prime mountains. So you have seven mountains, which are your spheres of authority, and then seven ways of outworking those authorities. And so it really becomes a very natural process. You don't have to really, oh no, what are all those seven things I've got to administrate? As you begin to rule from that mountain, and actually you're only on the mountain that's you in your position of government in the realms of heaven, the rest of them then don't become, oh no, I need to jump onto this mountain and that mountain and that mountain. They just become an expression of who you are as a son of God. And it becomes a very spirit-led thing. Rather than, okay, do I need to go on that mountain today? What do I need to do? No, I just need to get a mandate from God, and I begin to administrate from the position of a governmental authority that I have all those areas. But I won't administrate 49 areas every day, one after the other. It will be a very much a natural outworking of who I am. And those areas will be an outworking of who I am. So in a sense, it's not so much as, I mean, let's say, okay, if healing is one of my mountains, or the prophetic or something like that, then there will be different aspects that come out of that. And some of them will have a time consequence as well. I may well be operating in physical healing for a period of time, or and I might focus on physical healing, but then there may be an opportunity that God will then open up an operation of a different sort of healing. Or it could be, actually, there are three or four different spheres where I'm specifically have authority in. Could be over cancer, or it could be over certain disease. So it does sound like, oh, 49 mountains, man, that's going to be impossible. But when you really sort of engage in it's not quite such a daunting task, because it really is just an expression of who you are in that place of governmental authority, really. So hopefully that lifts some of the pressure off.
Yeah, initially I was kind of hurt my head. I was trying to figure out how I was gonna. I saw for a while I was trying to go to all of them every day, and by the time I got through all of them, I was kind of,
Frazzled.
yeah, a little too frazzled to try and do anything else right then, and had to come back later. And but yeah, that's kind of what I'm seeing going into it, is there's these last like series of three mountains that I, or the three series of mountains, seem to be all around like character and nature. And some of this stuff haven't been real long suited at, so it's kind of good news that these are actually there, because I'm able to develop some parts of my character, my nature, that I just haven't been real strong in. And so my experience was, when I was even going on to those mountains, was the ones that were a little bit lesser were almost dim. And I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. And then when I found out what the mountain was, I was like, yeah, I can understand that. This is an area that I haven't really developed well in myself, but now that I'm aware of this, I'm able to kind of purpose myself in developing that part of my character a little bit more. So it's been kind of actually really cool. If you'd had asked me to sit down and draw, 21 like aspects of my own character or something, I probably would have come up with about five or six, probably not that many. So kind of broaden things out a little bit.
And I think some people think that these mountains Well, how do I find out? You know, this there can it could be all these amazing things, but sometimes one of our mountains is just our soul. You know, it's, and as you say, the characteristics and the aspects of our soul. So, you know, developing our conscience, developing our imagination, developing our mindsets, developing our emotions, you know, our will, our choice. You know, there's a whole mountain with seven mountains. You know, in a sense, that would outwork from me having the governmental authority to administer through my soul. And as you say, some of those areas may be not as clear as others because we haven't focused on them. You know, sometimes totally depends on people's own calling, destiny, whether some of those areas are ministry areas, actually whether how developed they are. You know, for me, it was like when I first sort of saw these things and started to engage them, you know, God sort of took me out of sequence quite a lot. So I saw all our church mountains before I even got a whiff that I had personal ones, because it was like, you know, it was very much a sort of an ongoing process that I then began to experience. And then when I did realize, it was like, well, as you say, well, how can I juggle all these things? You know, how can I jump on 49 mountains every day? You know, but then, you know, but then I realized the whole thing that I am a mountain. It is my position of government in the realms of heaven. I just administrate all those spheres from who I am, out of who I am, and that made it so much easier. You know, I didn't have to start spinning plates and try and juggle this and juggle that. It just meant I just needed to be me. You know, me outworking the mandate that I was given today. You know, and that may be one mountain today, maybe several aspects of that mountain. Who knows? But I will get that by engaging in relationship with Jesus, and from there he will direct me. You know, and so I don't need to be, oh no, well, what if I haven't done this mountain or I haven't done that mountain? Well, if my spirit didn't lead me there, then I don't have to be concerned about it. If I don't get any mandate to do anything there today, then I don't need to be concerned. But as you say, there are areas that are stronger than others, areas that we are more clear about than others. But as we pursue relationship, God will bring highlights to those things that need work. You know, need us to understand, or he will equip us and give us directions to start functioning in particular areas. You know, and some people's, you know, aspect is their family. You know, usually a family is a mountain, you know, has a mountain associated with it. Well, that could have aspects towards children, it could have aspects towards finance in the family, it could have aspects between looking after my wife, you know, looking after my property. You know, it's not all just super spiritual stuff. Some of it's very practical. You know, I have authority to maintain the atmosphere around my area, my house. You know, another area could be the area which I live, my street, my road, my area. You know, do I have authority there? How do I exercise that authority? You know, and it'll be different for everyone. I think that's the key in this. It's very much a different expression for every single person. For me, a lot of my things were mountains of ministry, because that's been the focus of my life, and you know, therefore there was aspects of apostolic ministry, prophetic ministry that obviously were part of who I was. It just became something I recognized as a clear governmental sphere, and then when God started giving me directions and giving me mandates, it made sense because it just fitted into that whole framework. It was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to do this. That carries an apostolic characteristic to it. That carries a prophetic characteristic, or whatever. You know, I think sometimes people just get too over-concerned with how do I do it all, you know. And I can imagine, I mean, someone saying, Ian Clayton saying to someone, well, you have 49 mountains that you have to discover. It's like, whoa, I'm going to give up now. You know, it's never going to do that. It's taken me 50 years to find one mountain, let alone 49 others, you know. So, you know, so it's like, it's relationship. That's the key. All this stuff flows out of relationship, you know. And I need to also, you know, understand that I am in relationship. It's body, soul, and spirit. You know, I need to be one. I need to be operating in oneness. And so some of that is what you begin to do. You know, you begin to administrate that oneness in your own life, begin to recognize who you are, and you know how God wired us to think and to act and to begin to function that way, you know, which frees us to be us. You know, I think this is the key. I can be me. I don't have to be anyone else. I don't have to compare with anyone else. I don't have to be concerned. I just have to be me, and then I will relate to other people in other situations as I am supposed to from that place, you know. But, you know, it's a journey, it's a discovery, so it's great that you're discovering, you know, some more on that, which is awesome.
Yeah, one of the things that kind of helped was I found that there was a rolling mountain, and over the groups of seven, that there was one over the top of all of them called Majesty.
Yeah.
And so typically I operate off of that one, and I can look down at the other ones and see if there's anything that I need to, you know, kind of shore up or anything, and that kind of helped rather than trying to run all of them that I could, you know, kind of sit on that top mountain and kind of,
yeah,
you know, get a sense if there was anything else that I needed to look into.
Sure. Yeah, and I mean, when I discovered that top mountain, I didn't pay that much attention. I got to be honest. It was like, yeah, I'm on this mountain, I'm on this throne. I have this scepter. I've got this crown. I've got this mantle. What am I supposed to do? You know, I was like, wow, yeah. And I didn't really sort of look around, observe too much. I just really sort of just got stuck into things. And when I was doing some exercises with others and, you know, helping them find their mountains, I thought, what does that actually look like here? You know, what's the throne look like? You know, is there any significance in what this appearance is? And then I'm looking at my throne, and behind it, there's this big angel. You know, and I was, who are you? And he basically was like, okay, I've been here all the time waiting for you to engage. I am the angel who has kept this throne for you, and now I'm here to guide you and help you in the protocol of using it. And I thought, if I'd only taken the time to engage that at the beginning, I would have had a whole load more insight, you know. But I didn't pay enough attention because I was just excited about doing stuff, you know. But then that's been very useful because now I know that there's someone I can refer to who operated that mountain when I couldn't do it, you know, and was responsible for many of the things that happened in my life in a governmental kingdom sense, because it's my heavenly angel assigned to my destiny and was responsible for so much before I was able to take that position of authority for myself, you know. So that made an awful lot of sense, but I just you know, didn't look, you know. Now I pay more attention nowadays to things to make sure that I know what's all there for me rather than just, you know, learning by accident, you know. Although, you know, God smiles, you know, God smiles so much. Yeah. In fact, God laughs a lot, you know, over our over our attempts and stumblings and falling over and getting over and getting up and having another go. And, you know, he's a great parent, you know, and doesn't expect us to be able to operate as a mature person when we're still a child, you know. So there's a process of growing, and I've learned a lot, and there's been a lot of moments along that which I just thought, oh, I wish I knew that before. And it's like, but I didn't. And so you just learn and you grow, and it's a journey of discovery. So it's pretty good stuff, really. So. Awesome. All right. So is there anything else?
Yeah. You want to talk about today? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of delayed. I don't have good internet. We've been engaging in benches of three through our church. And yeah. We haven't done it before, and we're doing it via the phone, and I'm a much more visual person. So I'm trying to learn how to engage as a bench of three over the area. And wondered if you had some wisdom in how to how to engage with one another where you don't really know each other that well, and you know what, how some of the things to establish in the beginning of getting together.
Sure. Yeah, I've been through this process quite a number of times. We've had several attempts at going at this here because it's not an easy process. You know, our first attempt left me somewhat frustrated because there was too many assumptions and not enough communication, and you know, the two people who were on that bench actually didn't really feel they were called there, and so it was always a bit of a struggle. But when then I looked to reestablish, you know, the bench for the church, as well as, you know, we obviously have other seven mountains with other benches, but our seven, our initial church sort of bench of three, once we then sort of got onto the second round of that, we took it a lot slower. So we, you know, the two people who were called to it didn't feel equipped, didn't feel adequate for it. We're like, well, we know we're called, but they were very much, when I asked, I mean, I went to see, okay, God, who have you called? You know, because I had matured myself in terms of being able to engage and find things out. So I asked, okay, God, show me, who are they? He showed me. I then went to our general leadership group and, you know, said, look, this isn't working. The two people who are here obviously don't feel called to this level of government right yet now. So is there anyone else who feels that God is calling them, even if they don't feel equipped? And two people sort of went, well, sort of. And I said, yeah, okay, great. Fine. That confirms it. God showed me that you were the right people. Now let's actually enter a process where we become equipped. And so we spent probably 4 or 5 months meeting each week, just beginning to get everything out in the open, any history, any negative things towards each other. No, we know each other reasonably well. We've been in relationship for quite a while, but this took it to another level. Openness, honesty, transparency, developing a culture of honor, recognizing each other's gifts, recognizing each other's redemptive gift, how we functioned. You know, we had to go through some pretty interesting things because, you know, there was fear involved. There was some mistrust because of previous experiences with other leaders and other things. I mean, it was just a whole load of things that potentially can hinder the process. So we just chose to make sure we got it all out on the surface. Let's deal with it. Let's forgive each other if we need to. Let's make sure we're open and honest. And then we got to the point where it was, okay, yeah, the other two felt, yeah, we're ready to take this responsibility. So we stepped into heaven together. We just have stepped in. It was like I led the process because I'm more familiar with it. We went to the mountain of the church. We asked Jesus to invest us with the authority. So he gave us a crown and a mantle, the scepter for that, and a weapon each as well. And we all saw something different. You know, something complementary, but a different thing. So we were given and shown something that reflected our different roles within that bench. And when we came out, we just shared that and we noted it down. It was like, okay, what do we think that means? Right, yeah, we can see that. We can see that. Okay, yeah, God's showing us. Because we have, you know, one who's more of a prophetic gift, one who's more of a kingly ruler gift, and myself more sort of apostolic in the function. And so it was like, okay, yeah, how are we going to recognize each other and encourage each other? And we then began to do that. We then would begin to step into that mountain regularly, just ask God to show us our scroll, give us the revelation of what the next pages were, if you like, within the book. If we our scroll is like a big book, and so show us the next steps. What do we need to do? And what we would find is, as we began to step in together, we would each see a piece of the picture, a piece of the jigsaw, and then we would step out and we would share that with each other. Then we would pull it and say, okay, right, what do we feel God's saying? What's the strategy for this? Okay, if we need to step back in and get a strategy, we would do that. Often the guy with the kingly function, he would come with the strategy because that's his stuff. You know, I usually come with blueprints and pictures, and he comes with how we do it. you know, and the lady on the bench, she comes with, I had this dream and I had this vision and encounter yesterday that opened up this, and that usually carries with it some direction, some warning sometimes, some insight that we just put together and we begin to function. The key is to know your place of government. You know, you just because, okay, what is a bench of three? A bench of three operates around a blueprint of government. So if you don't have that blueprint, you're going to struggle knowing what you're called to do. So what? That's the first thing. What is this blueprint? What are we called to administrate in the kingdom? If that is, you know, in a, for us, that is the church and the wider ministry that we have. For us as a bench of three, we also have seven mountains, which each of those has a bench of three. Well, one of our roles was to administrate, facilitate in each of those mountains, getting a bench of three. So we began to share and encourage people to see, are you called to one of these mountains? And then we went through the same process with them. And they're there now beginning to function. But each one of those mountains had a specific part to play within our overall blueprint. So if this is the church, do you have a major bench of three who carry the apostolic responsibility for the church? And then do they have a blueprint which they've shared with you, which then releases you into an area of government, or are you just developing all of it on the fly? I mean, that's some of the way this stuff gets at work, perhaps. But my encouragement would be, make sure you know clearly what you're called to administrate, because then you can begin to seek for what that looks like and how you can then begin to outwork it. Get the angels assigned to it, you know. Then you send angels out to do things, prepare the way for whatever that might be, you know. But it's definitely a very relational process that you just can't do with strangers unless you've developed some trust, because you have to trust each other. You have to learn to value each other's contribution. There can't afford to be any competition, any jealousy, any insecurities. Those will all come to the surface if you don't deal with them. We had a pretty, you know, pretty open time, you know, which was not easy. You know, we had to face some things with each other. So, you know, because we have to make sure the motives of our heart are right. We have to make sure that there's no trading. We're not negatively looking for a position. That position, that authority that we've received is not feeding something in us that gives us a position, an earthly position. You know, all that stuff is likely to be challenged. And if you have to give each other the permission to speak into each other's lives. And then you have to be willing to receive and to weigh what other people are willing to share. But that comes out of relationship. That's not going to happen day one. But if you're going to, you know, actually operate as an effective bench, you know, that process will need to be worked through. You know, and it's not all just fun. Great, what are we going to do? What are we going to assign in the heavens? You know, there will be a relational way of working that out amongst you, so that you can function together. You know, we don't do anything unless there's agreement. Now, we've never disagreed, really, although, you know, sometimes they've had to say, I wouldn't quite do something quite the way you're expressing it there. So I'm saying, well, how would you do it? Oh, yeah, well, that sounds great. Great. Yeah, that's much better. Yeah. In fact, so much better, I think you should do that, because you obviously carry the heart for that. You know, there's very much a preferring one another, an encouraging of one another. You know, it's not about, you know, and reality is, it may be that you are bringing government, but you do it as a foundation for others to release others into it. It's not you're sitting on a mountain on top of other people. The mountain is reversed when we're operating here. You know, there's this reflection of what goes on in heaven. We're on the bottom. So if you're a bench of three, other people are going to be built on you. You're going to release people into their destiny and encourage people. You're not sitting over the people just telling them what to do. That's the old model. This is a reverse of that, in which it's all about releasing and encouraging and supporting. Therefore, we do a lot of releasing scrolls, encouraging people to get their scrolls, helping people find their place, you know, all those things, you know. So it's an interesting process. I mean, I love it now. I mean, you know, I'm now doing this with another local bench here for our town, with a couple of other leaders from different churches, going through the same basic process. You know, I've done that again with a regional setting, and I'm sure there are probably others. And I've helped in other benches to facilitate other benches, but I've always given them a warning, a health warning. This is not an easy process. Don't expect this to be smooth sailing. You know, it will bring everything to the surface so that you can get to that transparent place, you know, where the enemy's got nothing. You know, you want to be operating in pure government, which comes from God, not out of sort of some of our desires of our heart, which may not be pure yet. So it's really worth making sure that you're willing to go through a process of transformation on the journey and seeing that as part of it. You know, part of becoming a bench of three, it will become transformational in our own lives, if we're willing to embrace that. Otherwise, it can become a point of contention and tension between people, which it was, you know, in our first bench. You know, it just I just couldn't figure out why there's so much tension, you know, because there wasn't openness and honesty to the level where they were willing to say, you know, what they really felt, you know, and I didn't want to be so prescriptive of telling everyone what to do. So I was just encouraging them, let's seek God together, let's do this together. And, you know, having had 12 months of really trying at it, you know, I'm glad that we got to the point where I was thinking, no, this isn't working. We need to actually reestablish this. Now, you know, I think we're in so much of a different place. But it's certainly been taking time to get there. So, you know.
We don't have the people that I'm meeting with are just really wonderful, just amazing people. Just really, we're just getting started with praying together, and we just haven't had the time yet. So as we progress, like we took communion together in the Spirit, and we all had this encounter. It was awesome. You know, we talked about it afterwards, and so that was our first venture into the heavenlies, when, you know, Jesus was there, all these people from our past, you know, showed up and partook with us, and but that's all nice and everything. But I really, you know, I'm more apostolic, and it's just really learning how to take this model and develop it to where it fits what the Lord you know, wants for us, because I'm mindful of the region and very mindful of, you know, why I'm here in this particular place, this particular time, and we don't have the GTs. It's more like a bunch of kids skipping down the road together, just going on an adventure, but we're very serious about it, really want to be effective and utilize our time, and anyway, it's just, you know, day one was last Wednesday, so day two is this Wednesday of getting together, and I've just never, I mean, it's a fairly new concept. I kind of understand it, and I don't know, it'll be a lot of fun to hear someone having their, but all the jealousies and all the stuff, you know. This is a group of people. I feel like you could beat any one of us over the head with whatever you want, and we'd embrace it. So
that's good. Yeah, I'm hopefully, you know, if that'll work out, and you'll begin to get okay. What are we mandated to do?
Yeah.
And that's the key. You know, what's the mandate? You know,
right.
We need to be clear what we're authorized to do. You don't want to step outside of the government authority you have. So it's
right.
To be very clear, what is this? You know, what is the breadth of it? And then you can be, okay, God, show us what the spheres are, because if you're a bench, you'll have seven spheres of government that you function in, you know, within that blueprint. So what are those spheres? And if it's a region, you know, that may well be different things. I mean, you could have responsibility for the weather over the region. You could have responsibility for the health of the region. You could have responsibility for the government of the region. You know, you could have responsibility for the revelation that's released to that region, the gift of that the region has, or the purposes of God. I mean, there's so many things that could well be part of that, but you find that together. And, you know, just seek God together for that, step in, ask for the scroll, you know, ask for the angels that are associated with that mountain to be there and to be participating in the process. So, you know, we call our angels to come and bring the scroll, bring the book, you know, and we don't do anything outside of what's in that book, you know, and we haven't seen all the pages of it. We just work page to page. You know, I think we're probably 3 or 4 pages ahead of where we are, of what we're doing, so we can see what's coming and we're preparing for that. But there's a lot more, you know, to come.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so have you had quite a few groups that have in the Northwest that have engaged in heaven together? Are you experiencing overall something about the North? You got 3 or 4 groups in the Northwest, correct?
Yeah. I personally feel the Northwest is a really significant place. And you know, I have a God showed me, and I was involved in this place in heaven where this map was, and he showed me a grid that God was developing over the North American continent where north, south, east, and west would begin to connect together and they would form government. Nothing I've sought out, it's just God opened up the doors. Initially through Mike Lindell in Yakima, and then that developed with Michael Danforth because they were connected. You know, that's opened up this group, and then there's another lady, Kristen, who she began to engage. Then she's down in Oregon, so that was really the two groups that meet there. I also have a group that I've been meeting for longer than that with. In the Pacific area, and that includes Vancouver and Seattle, Portland, that whole area. I've been also meeting with a group, three that felt called to the whole 49th parallel as a bench to administrate across that parallel, which will be the northwest and then to the northeast. And that's been, you know, Seattle from one end to over Toronto at the other end. And so they've been looking to legislate some things. So there's been a number of sort of connections, you know, in the sort of engaging God Alpha group. You know, there's you know, 3 groups in the Pacific time zone, which, you know, again, people sort of in different stages. But, you know, I think there's a specific thing. And interesting, you just begin to see the connections because I have this connection with one lady. I found someone emailed me and said, "Oh, someone's posted one of your teachings online on YouTube. You know, did they have permission?" So I thought, I don't know, I doubt it, but I'll go and have a look. Had a look, saw it got a whole load of hits and things. It was one of the workshops that I'd done the first session. And so I thought, oh, well, who's done this? And it was Ministries Northwest, Ministries NW. I thought, oh, who are they? So I contacted them, just said, hey, you know, it's really interesting you put that stuff up there. How did you do it? Because it was done really well. And I thought, oh, we might put some of our other stuff up like that. So I then posted it on our other site and found out that they were connected to this lady. They were in relationship together. And they had been looking at some of my material as well, and hey, there's another connection, you know, in this area, because I know God wants to establish, you know, government here, you know, not just sort of a government which is to do with the Northwest, but a government from the Northwest which will represent that within the government of the whole continent, you know, and I can, you know, I've seen I've seen that, you know, in a map. So if I can, let me show you the picture that, you know, the thing that happened when I was in heaven, and I was standing looking in front of the seraphim, and they were just looking at me quite oddly, and I was sort of like, strangely, why are you looking at me like that? And, you know, they showed me there was a bow, you know, a bow. I picked up this golden bow, and I began to fire arrows, and as I fired the arrows, they had red cords attached to them, and they formed that pattern. So northwest to northeast, northeast to southeast, you know, southeast, southwest, northwest to southwest, you know, they all had a connection, and then they sort of formed across the center like this system, which when you look down on top of it is actually like a pyramid, which is very much a symbol of the authority of God of God's mountain. But there are also different, you know, different areas and grids within in that, a triangle there, triangle there, triangle there, triangle there, which really are sort of spheres of government, which I believe God is going to establish. And so, you know, I've been doing some things in the heavens just to call forth connections, you know, to see this established, to support this in any way. I mean, it's not something that I'm personally responsible for, because it's. But I've been called to facilitate in some way, in a whole chancellor's role in helping establish this. So I don't know what that will look like exactly, but I'm just open for whatever God does, and to pursue it. But it is something which, you know, I do see the Northwest having a key function in, because I believe God has just developed many relationships there with people, you know. So, yeah.
That's neat to see. Well, I'm going to have to sign off. So.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you for your time and your dedication. Really appreciate it, Mike.
Okay, no problem. Catch you next time.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Okay, all right. Well, it looks like it's me and you, Henry. So.
You know, I saw the map, and I was kind of looking at that. I didn't see it initially that it was like a pyramid, and I was, I think I was listening to a video where you were talking about it, and you said, and it makes a pyramid, and I went back, and I had to go back and look at it, and it was like, oh yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
But I have this experience last week where I saw you in spirit, and I've seen you this way before. You have, your armor is configured in a particular way. You have a very specific helmet, and I saw you, and you had your armor on, and so I went to see, you know, what was up, and I'd been looking at the map and stuff, and I thought, well, I better go get my armor on too, and so I went and got rigged up, and so I was kind of out in the spirit with you, and the whole thing about that grid came up, and I felt led to get my horse and like run the grid on the horse, and so I, you know, I was all rigged up, and there was a like a type of a like a Japanese long spear that I've had, and I have this spear, and I staked it in the ground at the starting point, and I started running the whole grid on that horse, and that was kind of good.
Yeah.
And then after I finished, the Lord kind of prompted me to go to my mountain, and he said, isn't there something that you'd like to like declare or speak or something like that? Well, I'm sure there must be something. And I kind of got up there, and it was like, you know, it's like, you know, it is done. It was like, but when I said it, it was like it was like thunder.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh, that's good, because I tried to do that once before, and I kind of spoke like a mouse, and the Lord had to come in and go and kind of help me, and kind of spoke up a little bit for me, and kind of showed me how you do it. But I kind of had a sense afterwards. I thought, you know, the battle lines are, you know, really getting drawn here.
Mm. Yep.
You know, like after running that grid, and I thought, this is, you know, we're kind of, the lines are really well being drawn. I don't know what that's going to look like, but
yeah. Oh yeah. You know. I mean, yeah, the relational lines are beginning to get connected to establish the areas of government that then we need to begin to administrate. And ultimately, I see someone from the northeast, someone from northwest, someone from the southwest, becoming a bench for the nation and an angel of the house, having this four that will come from each of those four corner areas that will establish government, to release the government into the other areas and to begin to see those areas administrated. You know, because you have the specific areas of the north, south, east, west, but then you have, you know, the areas that are contained within those triangles, which is a huge, I mean, they're huge areas going into the center. I mean, in the center, where's the center? The center is sort of near Nebraska, wherever that is, Kansas, on the border of, and I don't know the significance of where it joins, but I know that the government will be established that will release that out to see all those areas occupied and cities of refuge established in key strategic places in each of those triangle areas, those governmental spheres, and you'll have the parallels working together, and then you know there'll be things in the kingdom that are established and connected that people from those different areas will be able to do when they start to come together in connection that won't be able to be done in any other way. And I can't, you know, I haven't got the full picture of it. I just know it's really significant. And I think, you know, the first three areas that I really began to engage with, I mean, my previous trip to the U.S. was, you know, down in Atlanta and then up in Toronto. And, you know, next time I'm coming, hopefully I can come over to the Northwest area. You know, and I think that's, you know, that was not something I particularly engineered. It was just those are the people, the groups that just I was in relationship with at that level. You know, but there are other connections, you know, across that, which I know are significant. So I'm sort of looking, where are the cities of refuge? How can I just facilitate whatever I can to help people establish government, begin to administrate that government, and see what God's, you know, going to bring out of it. You know, because I'm sure this will be a pattern for other areas and other regions, continents, you know, that God will begin to establish government in that way, that his mountain will be over areas. Because effectively, you know, talking about the mountain of the house of the Lord being raised up, you know, over that whole continent to begin to administrate government over it. You know, but I can't say I've got all the details, and it's probably not even my place to find the details, just to help facilitate people coming together that will be able to get their blueprints, establish their mountains, begin to administrate. And if I can support that in any way, that's great. I have no ownership of it. It's just I want to release government to function, and so if I can encourage that, then I will. So, you know, yeah.
Well, you're facilitating, you know, sure is helpful. You know, I mean, I understand, you know, you're in Wales and you're where you are and we're over here and we're kind of trying to do this stuff here, but it, you know, having your oversight and your feedback and, you know, you're being willing to kind of speak into the efforts and the regard that you have for what the Lord's doing, you know, it's, I sure appreciate it, you know. For as long as I've been looking at your materials, I've, you know, just always kind of sensed the regard that you had for, you know, being about business of the Lord, and I just always kind of appreciated that.
Okay, thank you. But at the end of the day, it has to be relational, doesn't it? And that's where, you know, I look for a relationship, where I find a connection, or just where God wants to establish something in that, you know, and then release everything else out of that relational connections that, you know, that we're making and what God is establishing, really. I mean, God has done this. You know, I didn't set out with I need to find someone in the Northwest. I had no connections with anyone in the Northwest until, you know, this guy contacts me and said, oh, I saw something that you did, you know, is there any chance that I could connect with you? So, yeah, sure. So I connected with him, and he said, well, is it okay if I invite a few other people, you know, from the church and from the area, you know? Yeah, sure. You know, and then one of those, then, yeah, he then said, oh, well, I've got a group of people that might be interested in connecting. Is it possible to do that? You know, so it's just, that's how, I mean, to be honest, it's like, I didn't even know where Washington State was, you know. In the UK, it's like we just think, well, Washington, that must be where Washington, D.C. is, and obviously isn't totally, completely. And it was like, oh, okay, Washington's over there. And then it's like, Oregon, where's Oregon? All right, oh, it's over there. You know, that's as far as I can get, probably, you know, from where we are. Yeah, so some of it I didn't, God just did this. You know, it wasn't something that I even had any idea about. It was just like, okay, I'm going to be willing to be obedient and just follow whatever God directs and whatever doors he opens for me, then I'm willing to embrace that. And that's really how it worked out. You know, and then, you know, some of the other people, it was just like, okay, yeah, we feel called to the 49th parallel. And I'm like, I don't even know where the 49th parallel is, you know, enlighten me. Oh, it's sort of between Canada and the US. Oh, right. So that goes from the northwest to the northeast. Oh, okay, that's interesting. You know, it's like God just, you know, he's doing this. You know, we just have to keep following him and keep being obedient, and he'll work it all out if we're willing to keep on the journey of discovery, you know, and not get too, you know, sort of full of ourselves, because it's not about us, it's about God and bringing glory to him and everything like that, you know. And the people he's raising up in these areas, they may be recognized nowhere but heaven. It's not about looking for, hey, where are all these wonderful ministries I can connect to, or, you know, we want to find out churches with loads of people so we can. It's like, I'm just not interested in that. It's just people and what they're called to in the heavens. And some of what's going on in the heavens, no one will ever know about other than God. People will see the results of it, but those people are not looking for earthly recognition. It's just, want to be recognized in heaven and known for what they're doing in heaven. And it doesn't matter whether they're nameless, faceless on the earth. It's in heaven which really counts when it comes to this level of authority. You know, and so I think God is raising up people, particularly, who don't have great reputations, because they've got no reputation to lose. You know, if you haven't got a reputation, there's nothing to lose. And for me, it's like, I've got no reputation. You know, it's like, it doesn't really matter to me what anyone else thinks about me. It's what God thinks that counts. You know, I'm not looking for, you know, oh yeah, we're going to have a mega church of, you know, 20,000 people. I mean, that in this part of the world would be the whole of our whole region. You know, it's just, it's a totally different scale of things. But, you know, I'm aware of the spiritual dynamics that God is wanting to establish. And he's looking for willing people to embrace their destiny and just be obedient in being sons, you know, and coming into the fullness of their sonship to administrate the kingdom. You know, and that excites me, just to find people and see people with a hunger and a desire and a willingness to pursue him. And that's what I'm looking for. You know, I'm not really bothered whether someone's got a group of 10 people, 2 people, or 1,000 people. That's not the issue. It's, are they called by God, and are they taking their responsibility for that call to develop intimacy? You know, because what I found is so many people who are responsible for large things and stewarding large things haven't got the time for intimacy. God is calling them into friendship, and they're so busy with stewardship, they're not responding to the call to go deeper and to come up higher into him. And that's a sadness. You know, I feel there's a sadness with that. And I feel there's a sadness in the sense that God has been calling some of those people for a whole generation, and they've not responded, you know. And now he's deciding, okay, you've not come to the banquet that I've invited you, so let's go out to the highways and byways and invite everyone to come in, you know. And I think that's what's going on. You know, we're just a bunch of nobodies from the world's perspective, but in God, you know, we have a destiny as sons, you know, and he's calling us. So, you know, I find that really interesting. And you just have to watch what God's doing and respond and just be obedient. So it's pretty good stuff that's happening right now. But, you know, some challenges, and we have to be able to begin to oversee those challenges to see the kingdom outworked in this way. You know, this is a whole new order of things. We can't do things an old way. We've got to establish new ways. And that's why benches are 3 and things like that. It's like that just reflects the government of God. So we need to establish it. You know, if we want to carry on doing it the way we've done before, then we won't find an awful lot of grace in it, you know, because God is releasing grace into, you know, this new way that he's calling us to a function. So, you know, there we go. Anyway. Awesome.
All really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely exciting. Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of interesting that you highlight the 49th parallel like that, because I first saw the canopy almost 20 years ago. Up here in the Northwest, it was one of the reasons why I'd come up here to this region. And then after I got up here, I ran into some people, and they, you know, they knew about it, and they were talking about the cities of refuge. And I had laid that down with everything else that I had laid down and kind of forgot about it. But it was one of the reasons why I'd come up here. But, and then I ran into other people that were talking about it, and when I began hearing your materials, you know, you were talking about it. But one of the things that I had seen back in California when I first started seeing these was all across the top of the nation, there was like a whole line of them, and it was on that, they were all on that 49th parallel, and so it's just kind of... It's really interesting, to hear you say that, because it's like I remember, like, seeing a whole, you know, quite a large number of them kind of all running across the top of the nation up here by Canada.
Yeah. God is positioning things. And some of these things, as you say, have been years. You know, it's like this is not just a new thing. God has been positioning people, calling people, getting people to be in the right place for the right time and season when these things are starting to open up and begin to develop. So, I mean, it's pretty interesting things. So, definitely.